Hi, it's Grace, and welcome to the Future ADHD podcast. This week, we have the second episode of our brand new podcast called Your ADHD Besties. If you don't know what I'm talking about, last week we announced some huge news, which is that we're starting a new podcast called Your ADHD Besties. I'm hosting it with my ADHD bestie, Tara, and it is going to be awesome. So keep on listening. You'll hear the second episode now, or you can head back to last week's episode to catch the first episode. Or if you want to listen to the podcast on your streaming app, you can just look up Your ADHD Besties. We'll see you there.
This podcast was brought to you by Future ADHD, planners that take the pressure off so that you'll actually use them.
Hello and welcome to Your ADHD Besties, the podcast for people who have a million rotting veggies in their fridge.
Yes, we do.
I'm Grace Coolmer, diagnosed ADHDer, teacher, and the founder of Future ADHD.
I am Tara Brusso. I am an ADHDer that is also diagnosed, and I'm a dietitian.
So, how's your week been?
My week has been great. I've got a lot done this week. Very impressed with myself.
Wow. Do you even have ADHD?
No, I definitely do. I'm surprised. I think neurotypicals are like, yeah, I got a lot done this week. They don't tell people about it. Whereas I'm like, yeah, this is a feature of the month.
You're waiting for your gold star.
This is worth mentioning. The stuff that I decided to do, I did it.
Yeah. It's like when I managed to vacuum and mop the entire house, and then I look at my husband and I'm like, do I get my award now? And he's like, this is a bare minimum for being an adult. And I'm like, well, not if you're me. I deserve like a parade.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Do you know what I read recently on Instagram? Someone was saying, oh, these are ADHD traits. And it was a really cute, I can't remember who the creator was, but in the comments, people are like, I'm so sick of ADHDers using ADHD traits as excuses for not having to clean and blah, blah, blah. And I just want to point out that we do other stuff and we have peaks and troughs. So just don't even go there. We're not using things as excuses. Sometimes we are, but it's not an excuse. It's a reason.
Exactly.
They're very different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry that I don't have stable neurochemicals like you do. Go away. Anyway.
And also when we do hyperfocus on cleaning, we can like blitz the entire house and do the deepest clean it's ever seen.
Mm.
I just wish I felt like doing that more often. Anyway, so Rex, where are we at? Rex this week. I want to hear yours.
Do you?
I do, babe. So lay it on me.
Okay. So, Rex. I have such a long list of Rex because you know me. Okay. My hyperfixation. I don't have a Rex. I have
hyperfixation. I have a Rex, so okay. Everyone will be hearing that soon.
I have a hyperfixation,
mm-hmm.
which has been a hyperfixation for a long time. I've got you on board with it. You're not going to be excited.
I thought you just said I've got you bored with it. I'm like, yeah, I am already bored. No. What is it, babe?
Depop.
Oh, my God.
For the listeners that don't know what Depop is, Depop is an app. And I think it's a website. No, it is a website as well because I do it on my MacBook where you can buy clothes secondhand off other people. Mm. But
like it's like marketplace, like Facebook marketplace, but
you don't have to talk to anyone. It's all done across paper. Because you know in marketplace it's like, hi, is this still available? And then people write in the ad, it's still available if it's up and it's already. I feel like people on Facebook are so it puts people into a nasty space sometimes.
Yeah.
Like,
it's their bitch space.
Yeah, maybe I don't notice as much on Instagram because sometimes I'm a boomer and don't actually read through comments and things like that. But Depop, best thing ever. And yes. You know what? The algorithm. On Depop, it's great because everything's secondhand, so you're not going to get the same thing shown to you 1,000 times.
Yeah,
you
they've got lots of stock, essentially.
Lots of different things from. And there's vintage and there's things that people have like made themselves and it's just wonderful.
Designer stuff, if you're into that.
And because I'm into seasonal color analysis at the moment. I'm a winter, for those wondering. Deep winter, dark winter. So you can type in sort of like lemon yellow and then you can just look at all the different lemon yellow things and be like, I need to bring some lemon yellow colored things into my life. Or which I feel like you can't do on other stores.
Yeah.
Or I mean, you can, but it's the same product. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
I love Depop.
I do too. You have got me into Depop. I'm obsessed. Ugh. I love how much you can just make an offer to someone. Like you don't have to talk, as you said, but everyone's kind of like reviewed and rated. So like, there's not going to be dodgy, like scammers on there.
It does feel really safe, but disclaimer, be careful about putting things on Depop because you actually have to send them if you sell them.
Now, tell us the story, babe. No. I know you've just...
I had it's a bit time of a breakdown last month because I had three things that I had things up on Depop. I was like, you know, I was in a dopamine high and I was like, I'm going to sell all my stuff on Depop. And my idea was, in typical ADHD all or nothing mentality, I am going to be completely self-sustaining. I'm going to get all my dopamine through Depop and packages. But what I'm going to do is only buy things using money from things that I've sold on Depop.
Oh, yeah, I see what you've done there.
Sold three things.
It's excellent. It's like
that's 88. No, it wasn't 3 months. It was about a month that I didn't send them for. And I felt terrible about it. But I just
did you get a bad rating, babe? Did they?
They didn't give me a bad rating because I wrote them a message explaining why and what was going on. And I also said I have ADHD and people, which I like to do, probably not that great advice, but I like to use this, is do explain your ADHD. Remembering it is a real thing. It's not just you being lazy or useless or whatever it is. And I was going through an ADHD... burnout mode time. And I found it really hard to just the idea of the executive function of all those steps. So it was like, get the thing, make sure it's clean, make sure it's ironed, take that thing in the car, remember to take it out of the car into the post office.
Yeah.
And remembering I've got two kids and one of them's a toddler and blah, blah, blah. So then having to post it. And you know, the thing though, I realized, and I like doing this these days, is identifying the thing that is the piece that's stopping you from being able to get it, the hurdle, right? And for me, the hurdle was, and it's so stupid once you go back and you actually identify the hurdle, is I didn't want to have to go into Depop, click on their name and find their address and have to write that on the envelope. Yeah.
It's like a small step, a small hurdle, but you couldn't get past it.
And then when I told my friend that, who helped me do it, she was like, I will do that part. And I think that was really helpful. La, 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 la. What about you? Do you have a hyperfixation or a recommendation?
I have a hyperfixation.
I love a Grace hyperfixation.
I am obsessed with this new brand that we found in the freezer section.
Oh my God, I was going to do this one too. Okay, yeah.
Yes. So this is one of those frozen curries that you can just thaw out and reheat.
What do you mean one of those frozen curries? Because...
it's in no other category.
No, there's no other. There's nothing when have comparable. You ever had a frozen curry before? These are a dream.
Yeah, like, you know how all ADHDers just want to have the easiest dinner options possible?
Yes, and I do, Grace.
Do you know? And also, there's just so many, like, instant meal options in the grocery store that are disgusting.
Yes, very chemically tasting.
Yeah, they just taste, like, so average. Anyway, we discovered a brand called Coco Earth, and they make... two curries, maybe more flavors, but at least two.
No, I know about at least three.
Oh, there's three flavors, but our store stocks two. So they have a butter chicken and they have a Rogan, no, not Rogan Josh. Rogan Josh.
A Trojan Josh. It has a special surprise inside. It attacks you from the inside.
A tikka masala.
Tikka masala, yes.
Yes, and so far we've
had... importantly, the butter chicken is a smoky butter chicken. It says it in the title, and every time I'm like, ooh.
It is. And then it also comes... you can also get a coconut rice, and this is all frozen. So you could just buy this, stick it in your freezer, rip it out one night when you have no... like, you know, you want a quick and easy meal. And I think the thing that makes it so good also is that you just... it's so unexpectedly good. It is. Good.
It's like thinking... I want to get Indian takeaway tonight, but I CBF going and getting it.
Yeah.
And I can't spend money this week because I already spent all my money on food out. And then suddenly you've got that and it's incredible.
And the other thing that's even more amazing about it is that, yes, there's like Indian takeaway locally that we could get and then it's pretty good. But the thing that's really, really good about this is it's cheaper than that and it's more consistent.
It is. Yeah, consistency is key.
It's key. You know you're always going to get exactly what you want. You can have it in the freezer. You don't have to go out and get it from the store, like from the takeaway store at 6 p.m. when your kids are just literally deranged.
Yes, because the ADHD mouth doesn't want to be surprised. That's why when we're stimming, we go for a cracker and not like grapes. Sometimes
or Doritos if we know, or something.
Yeah, something that is uniform and it's going to taste the same every time if we're feeling dysregulated. I don't want to say embarrassed, but I will say shocked that you have forgotten the most integral part.
Oh, the parathis?
Oh, yeah, the parathis.
Oh, my God, babe. I was getting there. I was winding up.
posting. I was just ramping. I was just ramping. This whole other bit was just vamping until we
honestly,
got to the
Honestly, it's been foreplay until now, but just get ready for the parathas, guys.
These parathas.
They're also in the frozen section, so they also fit the category of cheaper, more consistent, easily stored. You can just... How do you cook them when you do the parathas?
On the stove. You should know because I cook them for you nearly every night.
I was going to say, because I never cook them, you always do, and I pay no attention.
On the stovetop. You can just take them out. They're ready, and then you just heat them on the stovetop, and they taste fresh and beautiful.
Do you mean on something on the stovetop?
Like on a fry pan.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. You just
flip them. Or a skillet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Could you put them in the sandwich press, do you think? Press, do you think?
Better on the stove. I've done both. Mm. Better on the stovetop.
Or microwave?
Nah, No.
So then basically you have your gorgeous curry and delicious rice. Really, really
sticky
good.
Sticky coconut rice, yeah.
Yeah, and then you get that gorgeous, basically a naan bread. But you know when you try and get those naan breads from the store and they're never as good as the real thing? This is great.
Yeah, this is a real.
It's not trying to be a naan bread. Mm. It's just awesome. Anyway, so if everyone is now feeling really hungry, you need to see this as your sign to go out and find Cocoa Earth.
Absolutely.
We don't know if it's available outside Australia, so apologies if not, but we just had to tell you this.
It's a dream. I think it's at Coles and Woolies.
Yeah.
So treat yourself.
Yeah. La, la,
la, la, la, la. So I think before we get into it,
yeah,
we need to have a disclaimer.
Yes, I agree.
Because we might go rogue. In fact, we will go rogue.
Going rogue is kind of my favourite. But probably best to just disclaim away.
Yes.
Okay, so how about this? Take everything we say with a neurodivergent grain of salt.
Yes, an enormous grain of salt, like a salt lamp sized grain of salt. Take that salt lamp, throw it through a window. That's how much you should pay attention to what we're saying.
But don't actually throw it through a window, though.
Oh, yeah. Very good point. See, that's a really good example of why you shouldn't take our advice.
Case in point. But yeah, we're not professionals and enjoy. La, 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 la. Let's dive into our dilemmas this week, babe. Okay. Are you going first?
Yes, I am. Dilemma from me. Are you ready?
A dilemma. I actually thought that a dilemma was from you. You're like, slipping in my own dilemma. Like, is it okay if we like discuss my problems on the podcast? Just
hey, Grace. My husband, Jesse.
I'll be like, Tara, we can talk about this later, but sure, let's just.
No. Okay. Hey, guys. So my dilemma is about texting RSD. For the listeners that don't know, most will, but some people are newly diagnosed. What is RSD, Grace? What does it stand for?
Oh, yeah. Let's quickly define RSD, rejection sensitive dysphoria.
Yes.
Which is a big word for basically people who feel rejection really, really intensely.
Yeah.
Maybe it's sometimes feeling like an overreaction to a very small thing, or sometimes it's an appropriate reaction, but we can ruminate and get really caught in our heads for a long period of time.
And sometimes it's a reaction that's completely irrelevant. So you're reacting, thinking something's happened. A very good example is when you feel like someone's upset with you,
mm-hmm.
and it turns out that, so maybe someone who's neurotypical might not even notice. You might go to, say, a exercise class that you've always gone to. There's a group of women there that you know really well, and then one of them's going through something and you don't know that. The neurotypical people might just leave her to it, you know, oh, Jane is going through such and such. But the ADHDer might go, oh my God, it's something that I've done, and take that away and worry about it for days and days and days. And then the following week, Jane comes and says, oh, look, I'm going through a divorce. That's why I was off last week. And then the ADHD is going, okay, why did I just spend my whole week in stress? Okay.
So that's a good example. But back to the dilemma.
Okay. So, hey guys, my dilemma is about texting RSD and also feeling like a total hypocrite. I get so down when my friends don't reply to my messages quickly and think that they must be offended or that I've said something that they didn't like, but also I'm totally guilty of forgetting to respond to them for weeks on end. So basically it goes both ways, and that's why I feel like such a hypocrite, because either I'm RSDing that I've done something wrong or said something wrong, or on the other hand, I'm feeling guilty about not being able to reply to their messages because I have ADHD and sometimes I'm burnt out. Please help, girlies.
Okay, I feel like this is such a great dilemma, because this is one of the sort of like contradictory things about ADHD is that we sometimes totally forget to reply to people because we have ADHD and we can get hyper-focused on stuff, or we can get burnt out, or we can be like, I'll get to that later. You know, sometimes you even feel like you read a message and you write the reply in your head, but you totally realize you haven't sent it. So there's that on the one hand, which she's talking about.
Yeah.
But then she also has natural RSD that all of us get.
Yes.
And then you feel like a hypocrite because you're like, I'm not allowed to feel RSD because I'm also that person that probably gives them RSD sometimes.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the reality is that you can't help either of those emotions. You can't help that often you'll just write messages in your head or be distracted or think you've replied, and you also can't help the RSD.
Yes.
The first thing is to not feel like it's a checks and balances situation where it's like, I can only have one.
Yeah.
I'm only allowed to either do this or this. I can't be both. It's like, no, actually, that is what you're like. That's what we're all like.
Yeah.
And none of it really makes any sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So just firstly, just self-compassion is my first thought.
Yes, which is usually our advice.
Yeah, it's like, oh, God, let's just start there.
It's hard having ADHD. Look after yourself out there, guys. But it's true. Have that self-compassion.
Yeah.
And you said something great about this the other day when you said we need to have that universal emoji language for ADHD.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I love that. And I've been thinking about it constantly.
Yeah. I think the other thing is that if you are feeling guilty for not responding, creating like a little system, if this person you're close with and you do text a lot.
Yes.
And you text at random times of the day and stuff, like, we will suddenly, like Tara and I are like this all the time, we'll be messaging and then suddenly it's like 11:30 p.m. and then one of us just suddenly isn't there anymore because life happens. Or if you have kids, they'll wake up, or, you know, your partner might walk into the room, or your favorite, I was going to say your favorite TV show starts, but since we're all just streaming now, it's like, oh no, my favorite TV show started, but
I pressed the button.
Oh dear. Yeah. But you know, like we'll have reasons. And so I think having a little coded emoji language can really help, because even if it's just like a little poo emoji.
Sometimes, I don't know if other people with ADHD experience this, but sometimes for me, I struggle to get it out of my head and into text. If my friends knew that when I sent like a see no evil monkey emoji, I was saying I can't deal with writing things at the moment.
Totally.
And then they sent me back a message that was like, the two pink hearts, and that means totally understand that you've got ADHD, babe.
Yeah.
No worries. We will catch up when we catch up.
Yeah.
I would love that. Or just if I could send a message that I was in burnout. You know, like just like I have
just the melting face.
Yeah, like how are you going? How have things been with you, babe? And then like instead of spending 10 days avoiding that message and being like, I love that person so much, but I cannot express how I'm feeling, just sending the melting face, and they just go, oh, sending love, babe, message me when you actually can, rather than ignoring them.
Yeah.
And I think, and also there's that ADHD thing of like, the longer I've ignored, the worse it becomes.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, and then you're embarrassed and ashamed, and then you have to come up with some reason as to why you did it. But really the reason was I was low dopamine.
Yeah, definitely. So that kind of just removes some of that like stigma and that shame and that kind of like freak out. And then also to the point that she made about her friend not replying and her RSDing about that. It's exactly the other way around.
Yeah.
It's like, imagine for that person, like they're in burnout too. So it's almost like if you can kind of just not address it based on, hey, I've noticed that you're not responding to me lately. But if you can just be like, oh my gosh, sometimes I feel like I look at my phone and there's all these notifications and I just want to throw the phone in the closest body of water.
Yes.
How about we do this thing where we just... like, cause sometimes the idea of crafting responses so much, you kind of just bring it up based on yourself, not based on anything they've done.
Yes.
Otherwise it feels a little bit like gotcha, or like I've been preparing to confront you about this. And it's so intense, especially if that person's still in burnout or still feeling overwhelmed.
Yes.
So bringing it up, saying it's about you and that you want to respond a bit more and say like, hey, what if we just picked a thing? And the only problem I was going to say with all of this is that it sort of has to be done in person. Do you feel? Because if you're texting back and forth and someone's not replying to you, do you reckon you could just message them and be like, hey, let's do an emoji system? Or is it sort of the thing you have to kind of vibe and vamp on in person?
I have an idea. Why don't we make – I reckon that we should make a – I mean, we're not going to be the authority on what people put their emojis at, but I'm going to write a message because I like getting into those things. I'm going to be like, I got this message off this. And this is the system that I want to use, like, and just sending it. And I'm sending it to all my friends so that they understand me or something like that.
Yeah. Like a little template.
Yeah. A little template. Let's make a little template.
Okay. All right.
I think we can.
We've got you covered, guys.
Yeah. We can make a little template, and then
you can also insert your own emojis.
Yeah. You can insert your own emojis.
Or use ours.
You can insert the eggplant emoji.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. Oh, spice things up. Well, you know, maybe I'll be responding to you next time.
No, but that's a good idea. Secondary to that, if you're finding it hard to reply, I have some a couple of things that I do. Firstly, obviously, voice notes, sending a quick voice note if you can't actually get it from your head into text. The other thing that I like to do, because I know people feel weird about sending a voice note, they feel like, oh, why should my friend have to listen to me podcasting about myself or doing
like a monologue.
Monologuing. And you can feel like you don't want to do that to someone, which it's perfectly fine to do that anyway. But you can, I found it really helpful to use the, you know, when you press the little microphone and it puts everything, like Siri writes it for you
into voice to text.
That's really, really changed my life. And I know it's an obvious one, but
I don't think it is to everyone. It's taken me years
to work out that that is the way that I need to do it, because I need to say it. And then you can also say, by the way, wrote this with Siri, even though it says underneath, you can say, by the way, wrote this with Siri. So if anything came across as weird, that is Siri's fault and not mine. And she's a machine. Go take it up with Apple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if you don't have an iPhone, then hopefully you have a system on your phone that works.
Surely Android has that.
Yeah. It just won't say written with Siri, but yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you can just say written with, what is Android?
What's their written thing? With a robot. La 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 la. La, 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 la. Okay, I'm going to read the next one. This dilemma comes from Carly, and she's asked us to change her name, so not her real name. Hey girls, here's my kind of ridiculous dilemma. I have a manager at work who I'm really close with, but there's one thing that she does that drives me crazy. She'll be sitting in meetings and she has an old plastic pen that she twists and makes the worst high-pitched squeaky sound.
Oh my God, I feel, oh, that just went into my bones imagining that.
As soon as she's wrote old plastic pen, I was like, here we go.
Oh no.
My God. And honestly, I can just feel the hairs raise on the back of my neck and I shrivel up inside.
Oh.
I honestly would too.
Same.
Like, as I said, no.
If I had a penis, my foreskin would just go like that noise. Anyway, sorry.
It's so distracting. And if we're in an external meeting, I can't react. There was one time I did react though, and it was the first time she ever did it in a meeting. And I let it happen for a bit. And then when she kept doing it, I literally just grabbed her hand and I said, sorry, can you stop? Because I'm close enough with her to be able to do that. I literally grabbed the pen off her and put it on the table as if she was a child, except for she's 10 years older than me. And it stopped her in that meeting, but I think she's forgotten since then because she still does it. So my question is, should I steal the pen and replace it with a new pen she can't squeak?
Absolutely.
Hang on, this is the end of the dilemma. I love that though. Should I bring it up with her again? Oh, this is such a small thing, but I can't actually function if she squeaks that pen in a meeting again. Thanks, girls. Carly.
Oh, my God, Carly.
I am obsessed with this dilemma because I feel like it's just that specific and seemingly, like, what? Why would you be worried about that? It's such a small deal, but it's the biggest deal.
Oh, my God, no. I would be, because it dysregulates you for the whole meeting. Yeah. And suddenly I'm like, I can't be here. Oh, my God.
When she, like, literally got to the crux of the dilemma, which was, should I steal the pen? I was like, and you said, yes, absolutely. I was just like, I am here for this. This is really why we started this podcast.
Not only should you steal the pen, I now need to see visuals of you burning said pen.
Like, I need
that for my own
closure.
Yeah, I need that for my
do
own
you
digestion.
Sleep at night?
That's awful squeaking of it. But how can someone ignore a sound like that? I just don't.
They don't know they're doing it. Well, my first thought actually was, so I think Carly's neurodivergent and has like sensitivity to like, and we all know that ADHD is pretty sensitive to sounds.
Yeah.
But also we love stimming. And after our last dilemma on stimming, I'm suddenly thinking maybe her manager also has ADHD because she's clearly needing to stim throughout the whole meeting.
Maybe.
Like, why else would someone need to squeak and click a pen?
I don't. But then it's true that sometimes if you're the one in control of something, it's like, you know, if you're the one like clicking, getting the splinter out, it doesn't hurt as much, or brushing your hair, it doesn't. Maybe if you're the one creating the sound, you don't notice it. But
I'll sometimes play with a pen, but I feel like I would be aware if it was really annoying people.
Yeah, if it was squeaking
but
like
I
that.
Definitely, because I work a lot on my own as well, I don't have to worry about this, so I do find myself stimming with a pen a lot.
The image I get when I hear that sound is the sound that I imagine it would sound like if, like, someone lost all of the cartilage between like two of their bones and then the bones were just like rubbing together directly. Like, it's
that
just
is the sound.
Horrible. That's how it makes me feel. Like my bones are all rubbing together without anything between them. But
Carly's going to have to solve this now because we've just given her a new image that's going to really cement this.
No, steal the pen.
Steal it, babe.
There's no doubt in my mind. Also, the fact that you have the impulse control to have not stolen the pen and already thrown it away already, I'm very impressed. That is well done. That's ADHD gold star.
Gold star. Well done.
I would have stolen it.
But now it's
it.
Time to have some impulsivity to reduce that impulse control and fucking steal it.
Stop having so much impulse control, which is probably something you've never been told before, but I'm telling you right now.
Be a little more ADHD right now.
Yeah, don't know. And also, it's one of the, but buy her a cute pen. You know what? Buy her like one of those pens that has no moving parts but has like a pom-pom on the top. So she can like play with it under her chin or like pull at the little bits, but it's completely silent and doesn't make anyone murderous.
I am obsessed with that tip. That's great.
Oh, thank you.
Well done on the pom-pom, babe. But also, I was going to say, do you know what this makes me think of as well, this dilemma? It's like as an ADHD, and I don't know how much you relate to this because I know you aren't as conflict-averse as I am, but I'm quite conflict-averse. I feel like Carly gives me vibes of being conflict-averse. And so that feeling as an ADHD when you kind of take a risk and you're like, stop it, and you feel like in the moment you're like, oh, that was a relief. Like I said, it was direct and it was okay and we're still friends. But then this manager for her to forget that. See, as an ADHD, I would never forget if that happened to me. I would be like, oh, mortified, like RSD, I never want to upset that person again. And so for that manager to have already forgotten that, I would be like, if I was Carly, I'd be like, oh crap, well, what do I do now? Because like I would have thought she'd remember that. Like it was really memorable for me. So why do I have to now like keep on telling her that was really annoying? Like I'd feel almost RSD about it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, but just...
Would you have just retold her again? I mean, like, can you stop that? And like in the meeting, like if she'd forgotten?
I'm more of a like, I'll attack things with humor. I'll never sort of be like, hey, that's really dysregulating for me. Like that's not
too
my
serious
vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'll be like, that is the worst sound I've ever heard. We are throwing this pen in the bin. Like
just
that's
right
my,
now. Yeah, I love
and
that.
And then you'll carry over to the next time. You're still playing with the most annoying pen ever. I'm going to buy you a pen that has no moving parts with a pom-pom. So, you know, like I'd explain it like that. But
I love that about you. You're so direct.
I think with the ADHD, with that RSD part of it, I think you kind of don't want people. We can get a bit closeted about about the things that dysregulate us. So
yeah,
you don't want to be that person who's like, no, I was serious. Like that actually made me so angry.
It's so
you
intense.
Don't want to be seen as that sort of like quote unquote, you know, in my head, I think of myself as sometimes being like weak for those things, which we're not, but that's just the narrative that sort of society's like, you know, just sit still and be and deal with whatever, you know, life throws at you. And so we sort of feel like, well, I can't cope with that. So I'm like, I'm weaker than everyone else. But the reality is that's not true. And we just physically can't because we don't have enough dopamine. But I think that might be the element is like, oh, she thought it was a joke the first time. And now I don't want to broach that, like, you know, this is a real thing for me. So
yeah, totally.
Moral of the story is have no morals. Steal a pen, throw it away. We don't want that in your life. And also, it's okay to steal a pen.
Oh my God, babe.
Bin it.
I think we need to steal. Maybe you should actually do a like almost like a preventative steal as well. Like steal that pen and then go on like a cruise around the office and see whether there's any other potential offenders.
And all the office works in the area. Make sure. Yeah.
Go on a pen spree.
Yeah. Write to the manufacturer. Please stop creating this pen. It's ableist. That sort of
you could see
vibe.
Yourself as like almost like a Robin Hood, like you're the like defender of the neurodivergent.
Yes.
So by stealing pens from a bunch of other different like offices within your building, like the neurodivergents will be thanking you.
Love it. Yes.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch Robin Hood, the cartoon version?
No.
With the fox? You didn't?
Oh, I think I've watched a lot of different versions and I can't remember any of them now. They're all blended.
Little John's a Bear? No?
No, I don't think I remember that one.
It's very disappointing for me.
I'm sorry,
and
babe.
And there's the turtle and he's like, go, Dad! No?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I've seen Men in Tights. That's what I was thinking of when you talked about Robin Hood.
Oh, Men in Tights doesn't even come close.
I know, but that's what my brain went there and didn't let me think of anything outside. But I also want to say, Carly, send us an update because if you steal the pen...
Wait, I want to put this on socials.
We need to know. Send us
a
little
video of the pen
being stolen
or
having been stolen. With you, maybe you have the pen on your desk and you're about to get rid of it, exterminate that thing.
Yeah, knife above it.
Yes, please send us. We want an
cartoon
update.
Cartoon eyes crossed out
we
on the pen.
We need an update.
Yes, we do.
All right, okay. Next one.
I've got another one.
Do Tell me.
Okay, where is it? La, 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 la. Hey there. My partner says I don't have ADHD because my symptoms are so inconsistent. Sometimes I'm able to make phone calls and other times I'm not because I get totally overwhelmed and anxious. Sometimes I'm super late to things and other times I'm the one panicking and herding him out of the house, so we're early. Sometimes I can get up early and be super awake, for example, if we're catching a flight, and most other mornings I take ages to wake up and get going. How do I explain it to him? I'm starting to doubt myself now.
Oh, okay. Well, firstly, you have nothing to doubt.
Yeah, and
because inconsistency is the name of the game when it comes to ADHD.
It is.
And what I hear listening to you read that is just masking, whoops, drop the mask, masking, like...
Yeah,
you can't mask all the time.
No.
So sometimes you can ring the doctor or the school or the university admin office, whatever you have to, some boring person you have to ring, the tax office, because you can put on the mask.
Mm.
And other times you just, maybe it's low dopamine, maybe you're exhausted, maybe it's the week before your period, whatever, you just can't do it.
Yeah. Also, more importantly, shut up.
Yeah.
To the boyfriend.
And to the point, the buried lead.
Shut up. No, I'm just sick of people not willing to actually look into what ADHD is, not willing to understand it, and then based on their own feelings about it, decide that they know more than a psychiatrist.
Yeah.
Who's gone to medical school. And, you know, this isn't something... It's not something that's made up. It's a real thing.
Mm.
And I know that there's this big, you know, everyone's talking about, oh, everyone has ADHD these days. Well, maybe a bigger percentage of the population has it than we previously thought. And now that we have better systems for screening and have a bigger community because of social media and see other people, we don't feel so alone. We go, oh, my God, I feel exactly like that. That resonates with me. Then we are triggered to go and get diagnosed. I think...
There's a lot more awareness, but I will say as well that there's not really a lot of talk around this inconsistency. And I think it's helpful to be able to share this with her partner and say, yeah, like I am inconsistent, but that actually a lot of ADHDers go in and out of.
Yeah, we'll mask and we'll go through periods of having higher dopamine and lower. Yeah. And even with your period, you know, like that. A lot of ADHDers have PMDD, and that's because that week before your period, your dopamine tracks with your estrogen. Mm. So as your estrogen drops, your dopamine drops even further.
Yeah.
It's like that little bit that we do have just trickles away.
Yeah.
And
it's like suddenly it's like you're... kick them when they're down.
Yeah, it's kicking us when we're down.
Mm.
And I have so many clients that will binge during that week and not be realizing that that's one of the reasons that they're binging in that week and that they actually, and then that spirals them to do it for the rest of the month. Whereas in actual fact, it's just during that week that they're feeling particularly body dysmorphic and particularly low. And if they understand that it's that and they can track that, okay, it actually makes sense. My estrogen's low and so is my dopamine. They're more compassionate with themselves.
Yeah.
But inconsistency is everything. That's what we are.
Yeah, and I think, like, to talk about the airport example too, I think don't look at the tasks and why you're doing tasks inconsistently. Look at the motivation.
Yes.
So, for example, the airport's a great example.
Yeah, because you want to go on holiday.
Yeah, you've got... Well, you've also got adrenaline.
Yes.
Like, oh, my gosh, am I going to miss the flight? Like, ADHD is really receptive to adrenaline.
Yes.
And so, yes, that we struggle to get up most mornings, but that's because our brains need, like, dopamine or excitement or adrenaline or fear, like, something to propel us out of bed in the morning. We need that extra chemical hit.
Yes.
Because we don't wake up with enough chemicals in the brain, in our brain, to get us going. Another example would be like calling the doctor for an ordinary, like a pap smear or like, you know, just things that are like super boring and ordinary. I struggle to do that. But then one time I found something that I thought was a skin cancer. I was like, this mole has changed shape. And I was so scared, had so much adrenaline. I called the doctor straight away because I needed to get it resolved. So it's like, sometimes I can call the doctor, sometimes I can't.
What is
the motivator? Is it fear? Is it adrenaline? Is it boredom? Is that why I'm not calling?
Yes.
And that starts to make more sense of why we're so inconsistent as ADHDers.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So explaining that to your partner with confidence, you don't need to doubt yourself. But I think a lot of the time as ADHDers, we are so confusing to ourselves. One other person can put in their point of view and make us question everything.
Yes.
And we don't need to do that.
Yeah, no. And it depends on, like, I know for me, I don't struggle with calling, like making calls, like a lot of ADHDers will.
Mm.
I'm fine with that. I think because I if I remember rightly, I was really young and realized this was torturous for me.
Yes.
And so I created like phone Tara, who just,
yeah,
I have that mask down pat and she's a completely different person from me. And it's almost like I'm acting, you know, when I do that and I just go into this other character and I feel really comfortable.
Can you do that now. Even when you're low dopamine?
Yes, because it's such a character that I've created. Yeah, and I'm now realizing how sociopathic that sounds.
But like that's so useful though as well.
Yes. Yeah. To just almost pretend like you're not you while you're doing it. I pretend I'm a receptionist and I'm like doing the organization for Tara Enterprises. From one receptionist to another. So it's like, and I do like reception tone. I can be like, hi, how are you? I would really like to book in. Like I change my whole, I'm just realizing that I'm a freak.
Yeah, but actually like you are. Yes, you are. Thank you. I'm thinking about how Lady Gaga, as an example, talks about how she has a whole persona to go on stage.
Yeah.
So that she's not going on stage as herself. She's going on stage as Lady Gaga. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, that actually makes sense.
Yeah.
To get something done, if it's something out of your comfort zone, you have this protection of a mask.
Yeah.
Of a whole identity.
Mm-hmm. The other thing that you can do that I saw recently, and this might be taking it a step even further down the crazy hole, but I read recently that people will actually pretend to be their own receptionist. I'm making an appointment for her.
Yeah.
And also doing that for things like hotels. And then you can, because if the person's got a receptionist, like, oh, they're fancy, they've got a receptionist. Oh, maybe I'll upgrade them, be more likely to upgrade them and things like that.
Yeah.
So they have these whole separate emails.
The ADHDers are very good at that. We're very good at playing characters and thinking about all the scenarios.
Yes.
I can see us doing that.
But yeah, so for me, I don't know why I went down that rabbit hole, but
we're very far away from the original question. We've decided we're going to help her make phone calls. Yes. That's our goal.
Yeah, so with these phone... No, so...
Final thoughts on advice for this one?
Yeah. Tell your partner to stop being a dick.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
No, he's not. I get it. It can be really hard to understand. It's a very enigmatic thing. Like it's really hard to understand ADHD.
Yeah.
Because we will, and I know with me, I will be really grumpy and frustrated in one context. Mm. And then my husband will be frustrated because like 10 minutes later I'll be talking to a friend and just be completely happy and, you know, in my element.
Yes.
And he's like, how can you do that? And you must be putting it on in one of those situations. And it's like, no, I just am dopamine motivated and I can change how I'm feeling really quickly.
Yeah.
We can usually radically accept things. We have like those highly adaptable brains. Yeah. So it can be really confusing. But maybe listening to something like this might help him to see, okay, they completely understand they've just explained exactly what my partner's like.
It's hard to sometimes put into words. Yes. Yeah. And the other thing that when you were talking that I thought of was like people maybe don't understand how important these neurochemicals are, like serotonin and dopamine.
Yeah. And that everything?
Yeah. And how quickly they can work when they work and how terrible it is when they're not there.
Yes.
Because as soon as we have like a friend that is a bit of a dopamine source for us or something pop up on our phone, oh yeah, I'll go and talk to that person. Yeah. The dopamine hits pretty quickly and suddenly we can function.
Absolutely. My brain can just turn around in an instant.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So, I don't usually stay in bad moods for a long time.
Yeah, I can snap out of it.
100%.
So it's for people, like my husband's neurotypical and it's taken how many years have I been with him? Like almost 15 years.
Yeah.
I have had so many conversations, most of them before I knew that I had ADHD. So they were pretty bad conversations.
Yeah.
Since having ADHD, so many more conversations where I just have to literally sit down and remind him, no, because you have dopamine in your brain all the time, you have privilege.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what it's like to just be constantly chasing all the time. And then you grab it. It's like a firefly. You grab it and then it flies away again. And that is exhausting.
Yes.
And you never know when it's going to pop back up again. So just... Yeah.
Like suddenly you have this urge to go and buy things at the pharmacy.
Yeah.
And you don't know why.
Yeah.
And you're like, I just have to go and spend money at the pharmacy today.
Sometimes.
And you have to fight this urge. Other neurotypical people don't have to... They don't start their morning. They're like, I'm going to have my coffee and my breakfast and then I'll start fighting the urge to buy things from the pharmacies. They don't have to deal with these whole other weird dopamine motivated things.
Other people don't, you know, randomly decide they have to paint their nails a different shade and then get bored halfway through.
Yeah.
So that they end up with one hand a different colour to the other hand. Has that ever happened to you, Tara?
I was like, that's uncanny.
A
really interesting point to bring up because
That did happen to you this week.
I'll put a photo on our socials because they look disgusting.
If you want to explain
but ADHD, I love them more because
to your partner, just hold up your hands and be like, here's where the dopamine ran out.
What Grace is talking about for those listening at home is that I don't like the nails that I got done recently. I get my nails done because otherwise I pick my skin. It's such an ADHD thing. Yes.
Yep.
And I didn't really like the colours that she did. And so I decided I was going to paint over them. And I got bored halfway through. So I have one hand. Layer on one hand. And they look like Morticia Adams' dead hands.
Yeah.
And on one side. And the other side's vibe. Done. Yeah. So
this is a visual representation of how quickly the dopamine can come. And then go.
Because I will be leaving.
Thank you for that, Tara.
I shall be leaving these like this.
Okay.
But yeah.
By the way, if you have an ADHD-related dilemma or story that you want to share with us, you can submit them on our website, which is ADHDbesties.com.
Or you can send us a little DM, which we love.
Slide into our DMs.
Slide into our DMs on our socials. On Instagram and TikTok, we have the same handle.
Mm-hmm.
At ADHD Besties Podcast. So we would love to hear from you. Please send us your little divergent dilemmas.
We need to hear them. Shall we do an irregular seggy this week?
An irregular segular?
Segular.
Irregular segment.
Irregular seggies is basically just our word for when we've randomly decided to do something, but we may never do it again.
That's right. So
I've got one.
Yes.
And it's called Ix or Dix.
Oh my God. I've been so excited for icks or dicks.
I know, babe.
So an ick is something that makes you feel ick.
Obviously.
So we have to choose if it's an ick or a dick, meaning does it have big dick energy?
Big dick energy. BDE. So Tara, is this an ick or a dick?
Mm-hmm.
Lids that don't click. And that rhymed.
Oh my God.
Lids that don't click.
This is my worst thing. Did you get this from me?
Yeah, we talked about it and I saved it to bring up again on the podcast.
You're such a little genius.
I know, I like to make little notes.
Biggest ick, when a pen doesn't, like when the lid doesn't click onto something.
Yeah.
It just silently goes on.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
It's not satisfying.
Or like a pen that when you put it out, it didn't click. That is so awful. You know those mechanical pencils?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that.
And also I was thinking...
Oh, no, they do click. No, actually, I take it back. Sorry, mechanical pencils. No.
You're okay. You're a dick. Yeah. You're a big dick energy.
Yeah, mechanical pencils have such big dick
they
energy.
They do. They look like a big dick energy.
They do. And they're like, I'm mechanical, which like...
Yeah.
They're not really mechanical.
That's a glorifying statement.
Yeah.
I was going to say as well with the lids, like, you know when you get Tupperware containers?
Yes, and they silently go on.
And they don't snap.
No, I need the snap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ick.
Ick.
Ick. Okay.
Ick. Ick. That's me hitting the ick.
Yeah, I like that sound effect. Okay. Next one.
Yes.
When you have your laptop on a glass table.
Oh.
She almost. So, yeah, like basically that scraping.
That squeaky sensation. That's one of my worst sounds.
And it feels like.
Ick, 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 ick.
It sounds bad. It feels bad. And is my laptop getting slowly destroyed?
No, I don't even want to talk about it. That's horrible.
Too much. It's too much.
Laptop on the glass.
Ick.
No.
Ick. Okay. When you're like walking through your bedroom and it's laundry day.
Yeah.
And your bed is like naked, like no sheets, just
the mattress
or the, like, what's that thing called? The mattress protector.
Oh no. I'm like, you go girl.
No.
You let that vagina breathe. Oh, yeah, I like that.
I can't. I realize this really dysregulated me.
Big dick energy for sure.
I don't like my bed.
Big bed vagina energy for sure for me. I like to see that.
No, I feel like it's an ick.
Like, how you doing? Yeah, no, and it's breathing, and the light can get to it and just take all the dust bugs out of her. Yeah.
No, I'm happy. I'm happy for it to happen behind closed doors.
Yeah.
I don't want to walk in on it. I'm like, no, you're my comforting.
You don't want to be surprised.
Soft, like inviting space, and you just look like harsh and medical.
I love that you say you don't mind it happening behind closed doors, which is code for. Eric has to do it.
Yes, my husband does sheets day because it actually annoys me all day seeing the sheets not on the bed. But I do, you know what makes up for it?
What?
The feeling of the clean sheets when you get into bed that night. It just makes up for it.
Clean sheets.
Perfect.
Biggest dick energy ever.
Ever. So it's kind of like it comes with ick and big dick energy, but it's just Too much egg for me.
Do you know what I noticed the other day is that what? You guys have a top sheet. And I was like, are you from the 1900s?
The top sheet is... I actually have another one on my phone, which is no top sheet. I hate no top sheet. You have to have a top sheet.
A top sheet?
Yes, yeah, so you have your fitted sheet.
So that you can then feel you like have... a little piece of salami in a
can
sandwich.
Can I ask you what like you do?
With like lettuce slipping around the bun. No,
I'm
thank
sorry.
You. No.
Just stop talking for a second and hear me out. Okay? Salami in buns aside, because I don't even know what that was about. But listen... Yes. On a hot night,
other people will get it.
Yeah, sure. I wasn't listening to you, and I didn't hear the connection because I was too pissed off.
On a hot night,
hot night, yes. Where it's hot but not like so oppressive that you need no sheet.
Get a sarong. Go and get a sarong.
What?
Yep. If it comes to that,
so you need a sheet.
Get
on.
A better duvet.
No. You don't
get
want
a duvet that controls your temperature.
No, I'm sorry.
Have a summer duvet.
On those nights, the hot nights where I want. Something
sarong.
On top of me.
What Pop are you a sarong
on. What are you saying about sarong?
Go grab a sarong.
Is it on your
from
like
your
a
bottom
sheet?
Drawer? I put them in with my undies.
Hang
and
on
stuff.
A sec.
Grab a sarong. Pop that on like a sheet.
I'm sorry. If... Are you mental? Why are you putting a tiny sheet imitator on you where your feet could stick out of the bottom? And
no
it could,
way.
Do you know
have
what's
you
bad?
Seen, I'm 4 foot.
Do you know
five
what else I hate?
Whatever. No, actually,
the
no
feeling
feet.
Of the sheet sliding off your back. In the night, like you have to be encased
oh,
in
is,
the sheet.
That is actually such a big if.
It's
when
an
the
it.
Sheet,
and so
the when the sheet, like, no.
The
no.
sarong is too small.
No, it's
It's
not.
Small dick energy.
Get bigger sarongs.
How big are these sarongs?
Get a so right. Am I right?
Oh, my God.
So, no, yes.
You're wrong.
I'm not
you're
wrong.
You're so wrong.
No, top sheet, not worth it. For you that to, one night that
people,
you're trying to sleep with a sheet.
We need to take this to the people.
Oh,
we're going to do a poll.
Hi. Because of 3 days of the year, I'm going to be in absolute torture for the other 362 days of the year. Wait, did I get that right? Yes.
No. I wasn't listening. I didn't pay any attention. But you're wrong.
I'm not
you're
wrong.
You're so wrong. And we're going to take this to the people and do a poll.
The people will be like...
Do you use a top sheet
Grace,
or not?
Are you from Anne of Green Gables?
Tell me
that's
this
the
then.
Last time people
if,
used a top
if
sheet.
If top sheets
do you
are
also,
so...
Do you also cook your things in a fire?
I don't understand how it's this
like,
is all related
Grace
to
is
the
like,
past.
All right, everyone, we're going to have our pizza and damper garlic bread.
Damper's great, actually. don't take on damper today. I cannot... Okay, this is all I'll say. Final word.
This is not going to be all she'll say. This podcast is going to end and I'm going to be berated for this.
No.
Yes.
Oh. Okay, so... Oh, she said like that, wasn't it? Yeah. This is what I'll say.
Yeah.
If you go to a hotel, any good 5-star hotel.
Yes.
We're not counting those horrible motels in like a creek bed.
Yeah. Yeah.
So a 5-star hotel, do they have a top sheet?
They do have a
top Oh, I'm sorry. 5-star sleeping
do you know,
quality.
I do love a top sheet in a hotel actually. And
oh,
you know, because I love okay. that my sensory profile loves being like crushed. And you know that like mm-hmm. that feeling of getting into the top sheet. I feel I can hear that
you
I'm going
hear.
Back on everything
I
I've
think
just said.
You
but
may be.
This is specific to crisp hotel linen only. But you know when you get into a hotel top sheet and they've done it so tight that you can like sink down and just and feel like you've laminated yourself into the bed.
Yes.
And then Jesse, your husband,
yes.
listener, your husband, Jesse, listener.
Because your husband will be called Jesse once
we'll come
you're
along.
The yes.
Actually, having a husband named Jesse is a very fun thing to have.
Is
because
it? Why?
Then you're Jesse's girl, so whenever the song comes on,
you're
like,
cute.
Yeah, it's great.
Very
but
good.
Anyway, so.
So you go out, you're doing like, you're at the bar, you're singing and dancing to Jesse's girl, you go back to your hotel and you laminate yourself.
You laminate yourself in and then Jesse comes along with his sensory profile and he pulls out not only the one on his side, but also the top sheet on your side because he can't handle the thought of you being crushed at night by the sheet.
Hang
so
on, so,
you
so
get
your husband
it.
Gets rid of your top sheet?
Yeah, so we always pull the top sheet
oh,
out.
Oh, I see what you've done.
But
babe.
In a hotel you have to have the top sheet because... They don't change, like, that's the thing that they change, isn't it? And the comfort
No, they
is on
change
top.
Everything.
Okay.
They would change all the sheets because okay. think about how you have
so Oh, yeah.
Anyway, babe, I just want to say
yes.
that I think you've been repressing your true urges and desires around top sheets. And
no,
Jesse
I haven't.
Has, you, in order to keep this marriage intact, you have submitted to his top sheet
no.
throwing.
No.
And
no.
I think you need to address this
Wrong.
And tell him that you need to actually advocate for your top sheet needs.
I will tell you right now.
Oh, will you?
That it's a thing.
Okay.
That millennials don't use top sheets. I'm pretty sure it's a thing.
They also use
I don't
pallets
I, this
for
could
bed
be a
frames.
Dream that I've had, but I'm sure that it's a thing that millennials have, like, stopped using top sheets. and that you
I think they're well, I was going to say they're lazy, but that's including myself. I think we're lazy.
Frail old elderly lady with your little walking frame.
I'm sorry. Just, oh, I need protection. Hang on, I thought 4 seconds ago you changed your mind based on the 5-star hotel quality
hotel
of making
sheet.
A bed.
Hotel top sheet.
Mm-hmm. Is okay.
Yes.
It's okay with you, is it?
I love how we talk about 5-star hotels like it's something we do every day.
Look, the last time I stayed
the one
in
the time,
Marriott
right?
on Sydney Harbour. Okay.
The
well,
one time I stayed at a hotel. No, but...
Okay.
Anyway.
I think we need to stay. Well, as I've said 700 times now, we're taking it to the people. We're going to ask
I
you guys.
I feel like...
And we're going to poll you.
Final thought. I feel is like it? Hotels just though? Have BDE.
Oh, it is.
In general.
All of it.
So, but, so that yeah. will include... By proxy, the sheets.
Sure. So top sheets are BDE.
Take that IRL.
Mm.
Not so good anymore.
BDE IRL.
It's like when you see something on the runway, and then you see someone try and wear it in real life, and yeah. it's like, no. And that's what a top sheet is.
Okay.
In real life,
I feel sorry for you.
No.
Actually, if you have any spare top sheets that came with your set, because top sheets come with sets.
No, because you know what. The linen ones?
Yeah.
You can just buy the bottom sheet. And I got
I know.
Two.
I know.
They're like, do you want to
Stingy.
Ask the top sheet?
They know that their
Why
target
would they ask
market
that question, Grace?
Is millennial. But when you go to a normal linen store, they all come with...
Do you know what...
I think everyone knows
like
that I've
this,
won this
I feel
argument.
Like with this, we need to do that. Like, you know when the Oscar music goes, like, starts to
yeah.
play over.
Yeah. It's time
Sorry,
for us
guys.
To see ourselves out
Where
now.
We are wrapping this up.
Okay. We're done. Yeah. Please rate, review, and subscribe if you loved what you heard today. Or don't, because we know that ADHDers get demand avoidance and hate being told what to do.
That's so true. I love that, yes.
But if you do want to leave a review, know that you can send a single emoji.
Oh, I love that, like our text code.
Yes.
Oh, good, yeah. And if it happens to be the eggplant emoji...
We wouldn't be complaining.
...that you want to... That would make my day, for one.
Yeah, don't hold back. Don't hold back on the emojis.
No carrots. I don't want to see a carrot.
No.
That shaped, no. I don't want to see that shape.
Okay.
Mm.
So hopefully people don't feel demandant or avoidant.
No.
We'll be back in your neurodivergent ears on Thursday.
Those gorgeous neurodivergent
I'll be well
ears.
Rested in my delightful bedding over yes. the weekend. Oh Tara will God. Look haggard.
Bye. 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 Bye.
Bye.
Love you.
Love you. Don't you RSA?
This podcast was recorded on Wurundjeri Boodja land, always was, always will be Aboriginal land. It's integral that we acknowledge the original owners of the land, seas and waterways in Australia, and that we remember the devastation that happened on this land to validate the history of Australia's Indigenous people and to ensure devastation like this never happens again. Thanks for listening to this episode of Your ADHD Besties. Just a reminder that you can go and find the show if you just type Your ADHD Besties into the search bar, and you can hit like and follow and subscribe. We will only be playing the first 2 episodes here on the Future ADHD podcast. So make sure you head across if you liked what you heard so that you can keep on following on Your ADHD Besties. Or you can check out our website, ADHDbesties.com.